And welcome back, folks, to tonight's very special episode of Adrian Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony, and we're continuing on with Deep Fried.
Hi, guys. I'm Billy Pepper, the lead guitarist.
Hey, I'm Jamie Levere. I write the lyrics and get to sing the songs.
Hi, I'm Kevin, rhythm guitar player.
And I'm Jeff. I'm the bass guitar player.
Our drummer, Scott Atkins, was on a family vacation, and he's sorry he couldn't make it.
Well, you know, I'm sure he's having a lot of fun. I'm not sure he's having more fun than we are. But I'm assuming he is. You know, before the break, we heard the song Road of Bones. You guys want to tell us a little bit more about, you know, how that song came about and generally how you go about doing this?
Jamie likes to send me lyrics a lot. I read through them, and sometimes something will jump off the page at me. And I really like the lyrics, but I listen to a lot of different types of music. And I originally wrote this song as a folk song, believe it or not. And I had banjos going in my head, and I recorded it at Kevin's house here, and we sent it to the lads, Phil and Jamie, and that's what they came out with, and I love it. They did a great job on it.
No, I gotta admit, it's a really great tune, but I do love banjos personally.
Well, you know what? I might surprise them one day and follow through with my folk version of it, just to show it to them.
Yeah,
it is still a great tune. Next up, we have a song called "Love Is Dead." Anything you want to tell us about that one, folks?
Sure, that's an interesting one. I just spontaneously just played a bunch of riffs, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of riffs. I'll just hit record and just start playing.
All right.
So it's not like I'm really consciously composing anything, and I'm just trying to capture the flow. I'm just trying to capture some kind of mojo. And I sent it to Jamie, and he picked one of the riffs out of the thing, and that ended up being a riff for the song. But what I liked about the lyrics that came back for this song is, you know, to me, Jamie has a lot of elements in his songwriting, like some of the people who do the great crime dramas, you know, like Tarantino and those people, in the sense that there's crime in it, there's a little bit of danger, right? In the lyrics, there's conflict, and it's the way the story is told. Like, he'll tell it from the first person past tense, and then he'll switch to first tense. You know, kind of like some of the storytellers, they don't tell the story in a straight line, right? The way they break up the acts and the scenes. You'll see Tarantino do that a lot, where he'll break it up. Well, Jamie, he breaks it up in the sense that, like, for Love Is Dead, the third verse is actually the victim doing a monologue and speaking.
Oh, wow.
You know, the way it's all put together. So there's a type of story writing. There's a type of songwriting here that I really didn't know how to get my head around at first. And I was a little bit shocked at first when I heard it back. I was saying, you know, this content is a little bit uncomfortable, you know, like those types of stories, just like any great story that's done that way. So I'm just really lucky that we got to wrap it up into this song. I love the groove on this song, by the way. Love Is Dead.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. I fit them in and move them round.
And we're back with Deep Fried.
Deep Fried, that's right. And that was their song Love Is Dead from their album Love Disease. Very nice, guys. Very, very deep song. I understand the story behind it. It's a little bit complicated. Very nice. Coming up, it's another song that has a story behind it. I guess all good songs do. The name of the song is American Politics. Why don't you tell us more about that?
Bill?
Hey, oh, okay. It's a complete roast. Like, no holds barred. Like, take no prisoners. It's just a comedic roast. And even if you listen to the song, the way the grooves go, the way the beats go, the way the breaks are, the drums in it, it's like a comedy. They just said, you know, people are so serious about politics these days. You need to lighten up and have a laugh. And agreed. That's what we were really, really going for, you know, in that. We're not taking any sides, nothing like that. It's just a different perspective where it's like we're talking about each of the presidents or each of the, you know, big features, big people in politics. And it was like a gong show. We're just lining them up and gonging them off the stage, you know.
That's
it's awesome, a funny song.
So when was the song written?
Well, the lyrics for that, like I said, that's one of the oldest ones on the CD. So those lyrics were changed. They used to be about something totally different, but then there was a Trump reference, and I said, well, I need to keep it along the lines of the politics. So then you're hearing about, you know, Senator Wiener and all this other nonsense going on. You're like, wow, we could have a lot of fun with this. So there you go. There's the finished product. It was a blast.
All right, let's
I just say one thing about the song?
Oh, of course.
And Scott's not here, but I want to give him a pat on the back for that one. The drumming in that song is amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Scotty nailed it. He nailed it. He made that song.
Oh, sharp. Yeah, razor sharp.
Yeah.
Razor sharp. Actually, razor sharp is one of the things about this record that, you know, you can really hear. It does sound like it was produced by a big record company, you know, like
it's
professional
really awesome.
Studio and everything yeah. else. You guys did great.
It's funny you say that. This is Kevin's first studio was flooded when you guys got the floods year or two ago.
Yeah.
He was flooded out.
Oh.
So he had to get a whole new system. Well, so he was learning on the fly. He does courses online. Let me go ahead. He did a phenomenal job, and everybody can't get over how professional this sounds when they're spending thousands to be in a studio. This guy just made us look phenomenal.
Yeah, if I ever need to record an album, I know who I'm calling. Yeah, for sure.
Salty Sounds, Richmond, Ontario. Yeah.
I like to say that the album was produced by the band because everybody, as far as production, contributed ideas. I'd like this, I'd like that, we should do this, we should do that. So we all talked about it and agreed. So the band produced the album, and I look at myself as the engineer. I capture the performances and mix and stuff like that. And
he did a good job.
Oh, heck yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's get into it.
Bigger
That was American Politics of Deep Fried's latest record, Love Disease. We'll be back with more from the band right after this.